Thank you and good morning. County Coroner Dave Parris issued a press release on Wednesday announcing that he will retire effective January 30th of 2015. Parris also said that his retirement is due to the lack of funding, equipment, and staffing provided for the coroner's office, despite repeated requests to county leaders to increase the office's budget. Parris was re-elected as coroner in the June primary, and he said that he has recommended to the Board of Supervisors that the coroner's office be consolidated with the sheriff's office. Parris said he has met with both Sheriff Mike Downey and Chief Administrative Officer Philip Smith Haynes to discuss any options to resolve the funding issues, and that the office has struggled over the past several years with a heavy workload. The coroner has three deputy coroners on staff and one administrative employee. Parris said that he has brought plenty of attention to the fact that the office is understaffed. Parris retires after 37 years of public service in local law enforcement and as the county coroner. The California Highway Patrol is investigating another fatal traffic collision, this time in southern Humboldt County. CHP officers and other emergency personnel responded to a three-car collision on Highway 101 at about 5:30 on Wednesday afternoon and found at least two men trapped in one of the vehicles. The collision closed down the northbound lanes of Highway 101 between Dean Creek and Garberville, and there were multiple injuries and one fatality involved. Traffic was diverted around the crash site into the southbound lanes while emergency crews were on scene, and we will have more information as it becomes available. On Tuesday afternoon, 48-year-old McKinleyville resident Ricky Lee Stockwell succumbed to his injuries as a result of an ATV crash that involved two passengers in Willow Creek on Sunday afternoon. Stockwell was driving a three-seat ATV on private property off Patterson Road when he made a turn that caused the ATV to overturn. Stockwell was airlifted to Mercy Medical Center in Reading while the two other passengers were treated at the scene for minor injuries. The investigation into the crash is ongoing, and impairment has not been ruled out as a factor. Arcata police arrested a man who was under investigation for forgery near a residence on Baldwin Street in Arcata on Wednesday afternoon. Officers were called to the residence on a report of an unwanted person trespassing on the property. That person was identified as 29-year-old Robert Edwin Butcher, who was wanted by Arcata police in connection with forgery cases. When police reached the scene, they learned Butcher had left and was on foot, and he had left behind stolen checks and mail. Officers soon located Butcher, who was found in possession of more stolen mail, identification cards, and other stolen property. He was arrested and booked into county jail. Anyone who may have had their mail stolen in Arcata in the past few days is urged to contact Arcata police to see if it has been recovered. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. With an estimated revenue of about $6 million per year, county officials are already lining up to get a slice of the Measure Z pie. The Board of Supervisors will form an advisory committee that will provide input on how the revenue from the sales tax increase will be divvied up. Sheriff Mike Downey has already begun his planning. Measure Z was presented as a funding source for public safety, particularly for the sheriff's office, and Sheriff Downey needs more qualified bodies.
And I'd like to see at least six or seven deputy sheriffs and a sergeant within the first year and probably four or five correctional officers. I also have a situation in Office of Emergency Services where I could use some depth there, another person or so. So I have to look at the whole agency and not just the officers on the street. And with that said, realistically, how many deputy sheriffs can I hire in a year? How many can I get prepared to be on the street? It is a process.
Downey said that in order to get qualified officers on staff, the preparations have to begin now.
I've already talked to the CAO. He is in agreement with me that we need to start the process of trying to identify new hires as soon as we can, because we don't really start to see the first revenues from Measure Z till June. To wait till June and then start to try and do the buildup then would be very counterproductive. We need to get ahead of that curve now and identify people and get them in the pipeline so that they're ready to go.
Measure Z passed easily, but the goal now is to identify where the revenue can be best used, and the Board of Supervisors will have its first discussions on the matter at Friday's meeting. And that's the news on this rainy Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.